Before you came over, there was a war going on, yes? You used to tell me that you would ride on the train, you were a smuggler. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was the First World War.
I used to be a business girl, you know.
Talk about that.
Let's say in Warsaw, Warsaw, the capital city in Europe, they couldn't get Sakharin. I was born in a business zone, and I was full of business. I knew everything. So I became a smuggler. I wanted to make money, you know. So they said that in Warsaw, you cannot get sakri. In Bahos, we got it. So I went ahead, you know, bought the sakri. And you know how you smuggle this? I want to tell you something. A cop, a policeman, they know us so well. He came into the house and he showed me how I should make it to take it. I should be able to go through with that because you weren't allowed to bring it.
So
what do you think he did? You wear a goyle? He said I should take the goyle and put petitions in the goyle. In the goyle petitions, and you fill it up. And that's the way you would be able to,
they
wouldn't see it because I used to be a smuggler.
A good one too.
A business girl smuggler, you know. Couldn't
Did
get
you ever it. Get caught or almost?
Yeah.
Almost
you, I got caught. No. I got caught, you know how? And then I left.
You went to the bathroom and forget it in here?
I was on the train that time. No plane.
Yeah,
you go with the
train.
So I came to Warsaw to the station. You should excuse me, I had to go to the bathroom.
I know bathroom or something to do with it.
You laughing. The lady saw, come here. He got suspicious on me because I had come, I should walk out at night. I come with the train to walk out. He took it off from me. He told me the address and took it off. You know how I used to smuggle with that? I made like a goyle, in petitions. And I used to fill it up with the sugar in and put on. And you know who told me to do it?
No.
A policeman.
Really?
It's honest too.
So what did he do?
He came into the house once in my house.
Why did the policeman show you how to do it if it's
the
not
policeman,
legal?
It's here and it's all over the world.
Yeah.
That you always pay off something. A policeman is always your friend.
Okay.
We had a store, Crackery. Crystals, everything that we used to sell it. It came on holidays, so a policeman comes in and this one comes in. We always used to give him a little present for the holiday. So became very friendly. So they were all very, very friendly. And they know what's going on. And one policeman was so friendly that I wasn't afraid to tell him. I want to go to Warsaw, and I want to bring this sugar in.
Where did you deliver it to? Into Warsaw?
To Warsaw.
And then what did you get for it?
I got
money or
that profit.
They made some money.
I smuggled.
Yep.
And it was good.
I bought this cost so much here. It doubled the money you get there.
So you sold double.
So they called you a smuggler.
Yeah.
This is when I was 13, 14 years old. That's it. So how you go through, it stays like a policeman with a ticket. And sometimes suspicious. I used to go through with a smile.
Yeah.
And
he
didn't pay attention. And I was wearing the guy. That's something.
The police took it from me. What did they do? Did they?
Wait a minute. No. They took it away. They do not think and they let me go.
They let you go?
That's right. They took it away and let me go.
Good grief.
That's
so what, did you go back to get some or did you go home?
Listen, I had a few dollars to go home. See, that's the way people make a living, you know. It's going on here plenty. It's going on here in this country plenty. Mm-hmm. But not like this. This is nothing.
Yeah.
But that's the way, you know, people, they used to smuggle.